Monday, follow my example. I'm having some fresh water. Three of Mitzvot Shiva Sukkah.
The Gemara in the Sukkah of Sukkah, Manhayam and Reis, brings the Machloikis on the Brocha of Reshev the Sukkah. Shmuel holds that you only make the brucha of Reshev the Sukkah the first time you go into the Sukkah, and that passes for the whole of Sukkah. The Yochanan says Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh Shiva, that the Pashas Lusha Gemur is mashma that every day you have to make a brucha. But all that Ashayim is saying is, although it's michach from the Gemurah, but that's not the meaning, but it means to say that every time when he goes into the Sukkah afresh, he has to make a brucha leishev a Sukkah. And Shmuel who holds that you only have to make one brucha, no, one, is Mevay in the Gemurah that is not anything special about Sukkah, but that a din that he holds, a chal ha-mitzvah, that once you've started a mitzvah, so even if you stop, you don't have to remake a brucha. And the Gemurah says that he has the same shitta, the same tzvura by tefillah. Al kapunim, we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the Sukkah, Shiva, every time he goes into the Sukkah, as I said, that's the meaning of Shiva. Every time he goes into the Sukkah, he has to make a brucha. And as I said, the solution from Taisus in Masech the Sukkah that Manhei Yom Adai, and Taisus says the Kol Eimus the Nichnas Lo. Whenever he goes into the Sukkah, today she Yoichol the Yishtei should eat, the Yushan or sleep, Afila Es the Ponim the Yoyim, even 10 times a day. Mevurach, each time he comes in, he has to make a brucha. Now the Pashtus Lushna Toysus is Mashma, but he's saying that two things that will trigger the Chi of Brucha. If he comes in either to eat or drink, or if he comes in to sleep. Is the Chayla, the Pashtus Lushna Toysus here is that Chazal will Kaveya a Brucha Leisha the Sukkah, not only on eating in the Sukkah, but also on sleeping in the Sukkah. In Tosfos Harosh here, who brings, says exactly the same like Tosfos, but he just leaves out the word Yoshan, and he says every time that he comes in the Sukkah to eat, he has to make a bracha. He doesn't say Shena, because Pashtus he holds that Shena, Chazal weren't kaveya on sleeping, Chazal weren't kaveya a bracha. And I wish that Ochet in Tosfos in Masech the Bruchas, Taisus also says the same thing, that Chazal were not mechayev Shena in the Sukkah with a brucha. And Taisus says two different reasons for it. Perhaps we'll just have a look first at the second reason. And Taisus says Mishim Shema lo Yoshan. Have a bruchel of Asula. Shareyim beyuda lishan kol shu sheyitza. A person is going to sleep, and maybe he won't fall asleep. So Mamela Chazal won't kaveya a brucha on Shena, because the master maybe he won't sleep. Maybe he'll suffer from insomnia. He won't be able to sleep. That's the second tereis of Taisus. That Be'etzem Shena should have a brucha, but the reason it doesn't have a brucha is because you're not sure you're going to sleep. Remember, Talmud tells the Chabad the Lechayim how a Chazal kaveya Birchas Hamapul, which is also based on sleeping. But that's a shav. Is Avakizena Tisanta Ura? I mentioned this Echagav because it's not really what we're going to talk about today, but it's a bit of Nageya. Avakizena Tisanta Ura in Sefer Igros Moshe. And the Moshe Chanavucha asks, he says, what is Mechayiv, what is the mitzvah? If Shaina, there's a brucha, because the pshat is when you sleep, you're makayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So he says, so what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the sleeping? Or is the mitzvah the going to sleep? So he says, l'chayra, the svula says, that the mitzvah is going to sleep. You're going to sleep. You would normally go to sleep in your house. So here you have to go to sleep in the sukkah. So Sahib Adai, what is the difference whether he falls asleep or doesn't fall asleep? He said, he did teishvu kan tadiru vishtik teishvu shivas yomim, the mitzvah is to go to sleep in the sukkah. But it's exactly what he did. He went to sleep in the sukkah. So why should we be chayshish that is a bruchel of atula if he doesn't fall asleep? The Moshe Behechach, the Taisus learns differently. And Taisus learns that the going to sleep is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the actual sleeping in the sukkah. And the Mela, when he's making the leisha of the sukkah, he's not making the leisha of the sukkah on going to sleep. He's making the leisha of the sukkah on sleeping in the sukkah. And if he won't sleep in the sukkah, but then abuchla batula. And then it's the Santa Zach, because under the Zubin, that Sineshaich a mitzvah when he's asleep. Well, when he's asleep, is a lav ba bachiv. And then that Indian that Adoshkara in the Bechemed has a whole shtickle in Mareches Yud, Klau Lamed Dalad, and he brings a Shila Diyazit. The Shila Diyazit says that somebody when he's asleep can't be Mekayim Mitzvah. And if Lamushal, somebody will be Mekayim Piriyah Verivya whilst he's asleep, the Masa Mitzvah, he says that's Nishayitzazan the Mitzvah, because a Yoshan is Putum in a Mitzvah, Kenanish Mekayim Zan Mitzvah. Although the Tashilas Yagat, the Chemed brings others who argue with it, he brings the Chabib who argues with it, and says that Yom Mekayim Mitzvah Svaneshluft, he brings the Besyasa, the Besyasa holds you can be Mitzvah of a person when he's sleeping to Minyan, the Hechach Kemenish Dugan, that he's Putum for Mitzvah. I didn't look it up. I didn't have the time to do any research to see whether there's a chiva on it. But somebody told me, Nuch, from Agun, of Shleim Zalmuth Chanavucha, there wasn't enough room in the sukkah for people to sleep, for everyone to sleep. So he said, they're pushers. Let them go to sleep. He says, once they're asleep, he says, I put them in a mitzvah. So then you carry them out of the sukkah. He says, then you have room for the next row. The Yidlud Vil Shluffen the Sikha. The Chayra, if it's true that he passed him that, but if that's true, it's Gebot on the Sheilas Yavit, the Zuchalkim of them, Gebot of the Sheilas Yavit. But the Nishta Zoy Kluah, because the Yavit is talking the Gabba Kiyam Mitzvah. Now Sikha is, I go to Kler and Achroinia, whether it's a Kiyam Mitzvah or it's an Issa. Like, the Mitzvah says it's an Issa to sleep or eat Chit the Sikha. If it's an Issa, it comes down. Is this Amdish? This is in a Moshe's Klu Nishta, a Moshe learns that the going to sleep is not a mitzvah, because a Raya, if you go to sleep and you don't fall asleep, is Minish Makayim. The mitzvah, the Moshe said, it's a doichik to say, he brings it, because Mustam Ye declared Ishal, maybe we'll say an Amdap Shah, that if he went to sleep and he doesn't fall asleep, maybe that's the raya that he really didn't go to sleep. He went to sleep. He had in mind to fall asleep, and he couldn't fall asleep. So if you learn the mitzvah of going to sleep, why can't he make a brucha? That's the second teretz of Taisus. The first teretz of Taisus is Taisus says, the brucha, the achila, shemavorchin, leisha, paitrasai. That chazal, nadushtai, duin rosh, mebarichas, the Chazal will kaveya a brucha on achila, and that brucha on achila will pata the sleeping in the sukkah. So the sleeping in a sukkah doesn't warrant a brucha on its own, because it's nifta, it's puta from the brucha that you make on achila. Now this type in Rosh, and although feels that Rav Bnei Ashkenaz, the Rambam has a different shita, but Rav Bnei Ashkenaz feels that we only make a brucha on achila when we go to the sukkah to eat, and teal and sitting in the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah is nifta without brucha, and we don't make a separate brucha. The gula or tachkifit amdish tachkifit. His minhag was like the Rambam, but we won't go into it. We'll come back to this in a minute. But al kolponim, we saw earlier that on each time you go out of the sukkah and you come back in to start afresh, you make a new brucha. As a machlokes in the Rishonim, what sort of hesach hadas if you go out l'mushal to open the front door and you come back in again? Whether that's called a hesach hadas, only when you go out and you must see a das legamra from what were you doing? You were eating in the sukkah and you bench and you're going to shul. This is the dargis and shittus in the Rishonim. Which kind of yisiyim in a sukkah is machayev? But das kulam is that if you go out of the sukkah in some form and you come back, you have to make a new brucha on the sukkah. There is a very interesting thing, very interesting mashuva, a thought, in Sefer Divrei Chayim. And then what we're going to say will sound very mechudishtik, and everybody's initial reaction will be skenishna. But when you think it over, you'll see that what he says is very, very mistaba. And as that the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, he says, idach mitzvah shivas yomim, you should sit in the sukkah, you should be makayim. The mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, this should be like your house. Zuktim the Gemara, that if somebody has to travel, if he puts him in a sukkah, in Kigayim do, state in the Gemara, a number of things, a number of things that are a Mishnah that are Pturim in a Sukkah. Because the mitzvah of Sukkah is Teishvi, Kain, Tudiri. So somebody, when he sits in his house, he lives in his house, he will also go out. He will also go out of his house. Otherwise, if he's locked up in the Sukkah, he's a prisoner. Behechach, if he's living a normal life, just like when somebody goes out, or somebody in living in his house will go out to daven, he'll go out shopping, whatever he goes to do, will go to a simcha. So, living in the sukkah, you do exactly the same thing. You live in the sukkah, and you go out when you need to go out. And that's not a hafkua of the mitzvah of teishu. So, b'derech klal, learns from the pshat hazoi, that b'shas, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. But when you go out of the sukkah, you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. That's a p'tar, you're potter. As I said, the Lushna Mishnah, p'turim in a sukkah, you're potter in a sukkah. There's no chiyev sukkah. When are you mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? Only when you're in the sukkah. When you're outside, you're puta. Why are you puta? Because the mitzvah is teishu kein tzedira. The mitzvah is to be in the sukkah like you live in your house. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should live in your sukkah and the same manner as you live in your house. So if you're going out of your sukkah because this is what I would do living in my house, so when you're outside the sukkah, you're also mekayim the mitzvah of Teishu B'Sukkah, because that's the way you live in your house. The Torah doesn't say, when it says Teishu B'Sukkah, it doesn't mean that you have to sit in the sukkah. It means to say, Teishvi came to Didi. The sukkah should be a substitute for your house. Act the same way in sukkahs with your sukkah as you do the whole week, the whole year round with your house. And if that's the way you normally live in your house by going out, that's what you should do sukkahs. And the maila, you should actually go and when you're going, and so the mushul, now we're sitting here, right? This is something that we would do the whole year round. You do it every day, start your day. So according to the Divrei Chayim, sitting here, we're all being mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. This is what Chabach Gezot sounds very mechidishtik, but by Metzach Taram, it's very mitzvah. In the end, Chagivot bring an ashtak araya today, I want to bring a araya. Those of us, not everybody has a minig, but those who say pious, the yoitza, on Sukkot, on the second day Sukkot, in the yoitza, just before just before Kedusha, after Chaynuch Ustala Kedusha, there's a long piece of Yaitza, and the Balapaitan talks about the Sukkah, and he says, Yom Makayim a mitzvah, Bebi Yaisaha, Ubi Yitzi Yaisaha. Coming in and going out. So I saw the Kozhikor Ruf Chenevuch in his Chuba Sefer bring this pipe and says, what kind of mitzvah are you Makayim when you're going out for the Sukkah? When you're going out, you're stopping the mitzvah. And he has a pshat in Eretz to be. But according to the Divachayim, it's a Zeh Gishmak. As long as you're going out Kedin in the Zmanim when you normally would go out during the year, is your Makayim the mitzvah sick. And then we'll stop off here in a minute just to say what the Divachayim Zuk. The Divachayim is Medein. He goes a step further and he says, "Aye, Sikha, Weizmundach, Hesilah de Memenisa, Silta de Kitche Berichi, Sikha, Idachmoide de Kamadreges, Chitz, the midst of sitting in the Sukkah. The Sukkah has a Gewaldige Kedisha." So the Divachayim, that when you go into the house, because the Torah is Mechayiv, Teishu Ke'enta Diru. So he says, for them, the Kedusha goes with you. And in your house, you will also have the Kedusha of the Sukkah. And the Ben touched the Gemura. The Gemura Zuk, Sukkah Kalu, the guy in Numis Oilam, who comes to Kedush Baruch Hu, after Rosh Lobai, and they will say, it's not fair, you gave even. So the Moshe says, I got one mitzvah. Mitzvah Kala Yashli, V'sukkah Shema. So the Divachayim, why is it a mitzvah Kala? So it's a mitzvah Kala because in those circumstances where you find it difficult to be Mekayim the mitzvah, is the mitzvah is to be in the house. So your mitzvah is a mitzvah Kala. So the Mushul, when it rains, or it's the sun is shining, and it's your mitzvah, your putum and asikah, so you go into the house, and you're zoicha to the same ashruas, ashchina, and the same key mitzvah sikha in your house as in the sikha. So he says, but this is naive. He says, a guy, he says, can't become dobik to Hashem. So when he's in the sukkah, he could be magish, little sadlovai, the kedisha sukkah. But when it becomes hot, and he has to go out, so what do the Ummah Sa'ilim do? That the Gemurah, they kick the sukkah down. The Mevatinim Bay. So the Gemurah, Anam Nama Mitzvah Putam and Asikah, we also hold Mitzvah Putam and Asikah, Yah, the Mevitalo Mevatinim. We go out to the Sukkah, but we still treat the Sukkah with kubbas, Tavarot, because we're still being Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Sukkah, when we go out. Mashenk and the Goyim, they can't be Magish, the Kedusha Sukkah, in the house. So this is the Bechai. Tach Agav. When it rains, so to the rest of Sukkot should be a dry yontif. But when it rains, it's meputzim and asikah. On Pashtas Kimtai, that if you stay in the Sukkah when it rains, is putzim adover, let's say, nikra, hedyet, that's the hedyet. So in essence, wegen, again, under the Vosamgata Minik, that they did stay in the Sukkah because they felt that the Kedusha Sukkah, they don't want to leave it. This is the Shemitz, what's the Hezbeh in there? There was to do as a Mahalach. When it's raining, it's not even called a Sukkah. To do as a Mahalach. But Lamas, according to the Divachayim, the Chayra, there's no point in staying in a Sukkah. Because the Divachayim says, that you're Mekayim the midst of Sukkah. Nish the pshat, if you go into the house, you're put to the Sikkah. You're Mekayim the midst of Sukkah in the house. If he stays in the Sukkah when it's raining and he's a mitzvah, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. If he goes into the house, he's a Mekayim the mitzvah. So Velcha, who will want to sit in the Sukkah and not be Mekayim the mitzvah? As a Kenzan and Stephen, you're Mekayim on the mitzvah. I bring the Kedisha Sikkah. The Kedisha Sikkah is doing the Devachayim and Stephen. I'll come, Divachayim. And then we'll come back to with me and get it. In Loma Trachten Yetzadot. Aboisa, Allah halten that if you go out of the Sukkah and you come back, you're mechuyiv to make the leish of the Sukkah again. Zvegechach, according to the Divachayim, that he holds that when you are outside the Sukkah, you're mekayim, the mitzvah. So why should you make a new brucha? You haven't been mafsik, you've been mekayim the mitzvah, you'd be Makai in the mitzvah the whole time. Why should this be considered a hefsek in the brucha? And you can't answer that that's like the pshat of Shmuel, who holds that you only make one sukkah the brucha, because Shmuel says his limit is, the Gemara says, compared to tefillin, that has nothing to do with sukkah. He holds a zahaluch in mitzvah. If you start a mitzvah, you're not mitzvah das, even when you're mafsik in the mitzvah. Or the besides, where you to hold differently by tefillin, shteklu in the Gemara, you would hold by sukkah, you have to make a mitzvah when you come in. And according to the Divachayim, you're being yoyt to the mitzvah the whole time. We mentioned earlier that the Shittas Taisis and the Rosh is that when you make a brucha on achila, you do not have to make a brucha on anything else. When you made a leisha v'sukkah on achila, that passes everything else in the sukkah. Shinna, sleeping, if you go to sleep afterwards. If you sit in the sukkah, now let me get straight. What happens if somebody finishes eating in the sukkah? He benches and he decides, I'm going to stay in the sukkah till the next meal. And now he hasn't gone out of the sukkah once. Chazal will only kavei aleish of the sukkah on achila. So now when he comes to eat again, does he have to make another leish of the sukkah? Or do we say, no, he wasn't mafsik. He wasn't mafsik because he was in the sukkah the whole time. This is a machlaikis, between the Mugna Avrum and the Levush from one side, and the Tzir Zuv, the other side. The Tzir Zuv holds that you made on your first achila, but you benched. So you finished that achila. Now you're sitting down to eat again, just like you have to make a new amoisi, you have to make again the brucha of Leishav the sukkah. The Mugavrum and the Levish argue, and the Mugavrum says, I don't understand the Tirazur. The Kenish Mishnah, the Tirazur, Kenish and the Surah. He argues on the Surah. And he said, it doesn't work. He said, let's have a look. He said, when you were sitting in the sukkah between the two meals, what were you doing? You were being Makayim a mitzvah of Leishav the sukkah. Now you're not making a brucha on that, because the brucha on the achila passes the mitzvah. Chazal only made the brucha on achila, and that passes everything else. So he says, but lemasa, I was continuing the mitzvah. I sat in the sukkah. So he says, so how can that be a heftig? How can a kinyan ha-mitzvah be a heftig? You're being makai in the mitzvah. That's not a heftig. In the Emes, it's a gewaltige Peile on the Tirezur. It's a chayre daf from Zog Nazoi. But the Tirezur learned that the Pshat is like this. That the Rishayim say that if you make the Brucha on the Ikka, on the Achila, you don't have to make a Brucha on sitting on the Sukkah and sleeping in the Sukkah. It's similar to the Geda of when you make a Brucha on an Ikka, it passes the tofu. About it, it's not exactly the same. We're talking of the chasamitzes and the chasanehanim, but it seems from the Rishonim to be a similar mashal. Kemi es klein, let's go to the brucha of ikka and tofu. You have something, and you have something that's a tofu to it. So is the pshat that the brucha that you're making on the ikka is going on the tofu as well? So when I'm making the Boda Priyuait on whatever it is, so on the thing that's tuffle to it, I'm also making a brucha. The brucha's chal on both. Or the pshatis chazal were only mechayiv a brucha on the ikka, and on the tuffle, they weren't mechayiv a brucha. This ashal of Allah chayin and krein in Bichus Nehenen, the kama up here minute. The Ken Klein, the Zel B'Shala, B'negeya, to the Brucha of Leishav the Sukkah, which you make only on Achila, and that passes everything else. Is the Pshat that the Brucha on Achila, the Brucha that you make on Achila, is also going on the sleeping? So I'm making one Brucha, which passes the sleeping, it passes the sitting in the Sukkah, because sitting in the Sukkah is also a mitzvah. So it's also it's pattering everything. The myth, the bruch is going on that. Or Chazal said differently. Chazal said that we were kaveya, that you should make a brucha on the ikka, and if you make a brucha on the ikka, the tofu doesn't need a brucha. So nishta pshat that the sleeping is puter with the brucha that you made on the eating. Now if you made a brucha on eating, Chazal wanted you to make a brucha leisha b'sukkah, and they said we'll be kaveya the brucha on the ikka activity in the sukkah, because otherwise it would have become probably say the brucha is running in and out, nachamula brucha, nachamula brucha. So Chazal said we'll make the brucha on the ikka activity, and the others, when you make a brucha on the ikka, so then there is no chiyav brucha on the tuf. And then whichever way you learn by Birchas Nehanan, as I said earlier, it's not exactly the same shala. You could learn that by Birchas HaMitzvahs is as it, because by Birchas Nehanan there's another thing of Usa Lehanan, Slainim Azeh Beloi Brucha, there's an Issa not to be Nehanan, so everything needs its own Brucha. If somebody goes into the Sukkah, yeah, and he sits there for 10 minutes before he eats, does he make a Brucha when he goes in? Is he Mekayim a Mitzvah L'Chayla? Why doesn't he make a Brucha? Because he's going to make a brucha later on the achila. When he eats, he's going to make a brucha leisha b'sukkah. So if you learn that the brucha of leisha b'sukkah patterns everything else, it's chal on everything else, how does that work, Rabbi Yisrael, retroactively? So if somebody will eat the tuffel and later eat the ikka, we say he won't make a, again, the b'snana are somewhat different. But if we learn that the vault is that the brucha that Chazal were kaveya, that if you're going to make a brucha on achila, Chazal said that the rest doesn't need a brucha, shein, atil, shinan, learning in the sukkah, all of them don't need a brucha because you're going to make a brucha on achila, so Chazal wants kaveya a brucha on these things. So then you can say, even if I'm going to eat later, but since I'm going to make the leisha b'sukkah subsequently, so Chazal said you don't have to make a brucha on what you're doing on the other activities, even though they're going to happen before the actual brucha that you make on the achil. Is the chayda tachtich that the Tirezuov and the Mugavuam, the Rabishai says, hold in the Mugavuam, may be arguing in this svura that the Tirezuov, the Megavurim says that the brucha that you make on leisha b'sukkah is chal on everything. So when you're sitting in the sukkah after you're eating, what you're doing is your brucha is continuing. First, your brucha patters the achila. The brucha that you made on the achila is now also chal on the yeshiva that you're sitting in the sukkah after. So now if I'm going to eat, there was no hapstick. You had continuous one master mitzvah. So why should I make now brucha on the achila? Ma shein kein the tirezuav learned that these activities other than achila don't require a brucha of leisha b'sikah. If you make a brucha on leisha b'sikah on the achila, the other activities are about the master mitzvah, but the master mitzvah that's not mechiyev with a brucha. So memela, if now I did something, I made a brucha on achila. Now I'm doing something that doesn't require a brucha. So doing an activity that doesn't require a brucha, although it's a mitzvah, but since it's a mitzvah that doesn't require a brucha, it is a hapsik, and I therefore have to make another brucha. Azoi l'chayle kimtos at the tiradur. I bazoi is a zeh pusha the divachayim, because although the divachayim hold that you're makayim a mitzvah when you're in the house, but you zichazal zichar want makayim to make a leshev the sicker when he sits in the house when it rains. So, Emes, you're doing a master mitzvah, but you're doing a master mitzvah that doesn't require a brucha. A master mitzvah that doesn't require a brucha is a hapsik in the brucha of leisha v'sikah. And Emes, tzarech mistaba zoi, it's kenishan that if we go with the tirezuv, I got a kundim mugamu bishreh, but it cannot be that sitting in the house according to the divachayim will be less of a hapsik than sitting in the sukkah according to the tirezuv, which the tirezuv says is a hapsik in the brucha of leisha v'sikah.